This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 31 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WW Today. And with me on today's show is the one, the only, Michelle Scribner-McLean. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you, Michael. How are you?
I am doing fine. I'm looking forward to the shout-out.
Oh, that's good. We have a good one today. This is actually, this is going to be the second time I gave a shout-out to this person. He's really super helpful on the Facebook page. His name is Chris Trawick, and he's from Catula, Georgia. And I'm going to read what he posted because I think this is really awesome. He said, "I've been meaning to do this for the last year, but I finally just now sat down and picked through the Rubbermaid bucket that holds all of my finishers' medals and chose about 12 of the biggest, brightest, and coolest to send to Medals for Metal. Disney Full, Goofy, Donald, a few Mercedes Marathon, the ING Georgia Marathon medals will hopefully provide some encouragement to people who personify that enduring spirit." So that's just terrific, Chris. And I asked Chris if he could maybe take a picture of the ones that he's sending to Medals for Metal. And please let us know if anybody else sends them because it's such a great cause. Yay, Chris.
Nice job, Chris. Nice job. Also on the show tonight from Austin, Texas, he is known as Sock Geek. He's the owner of Capital City Running, Mr. Steve Bernhardt. Steve, how are ya?
I am fantastic. I was feeling a little bit, a little sideways for a while there, and I was getting a little concerned with my running here. But all of a sudden, the skies have cleared, and I'm feeling great and excited for what's going to be a big 2013 of running.
2013. Hope it's lucky for all of us. And in order for that to be lucky, we need to meet certain things like New Year's resolutions. And that's what we're going to talk about. It's still early January, so we still are in more than in time to talk about New Year's resolutions. So what we have on the show today is we have our listeners have called in. Some of our listeners have called in and given us our New Year's resolutions. So what we'll do is I'm going to turn this over to Michelle to introduce each one, and we'll listen to each resolution, and after we listen to each one, Steve, Michelle, and I will talk about that. And at the end of the show, Michelle, Steve, and myself will give our New Year's resolutions for 2013. So, Michelle, who is our first resolutioner?
The first person is Amanda from Wisconsin. So listen to Amanda.
Hi, this is Amanda from Wisconsin. I'm just responding to your New Year's running resolutions. My first one is to finish my first half marathon with my sister and best friend, Abby. And that'll be the Princess Half Marathon in February. And my second runner's resolution is to not stop training after my first half marathon and try for a 10K. So I can do a 5K, say I have done the 5K and then a 10K and then a half marathon. So that's my runner's resolution for the new year. Thanks, you guys. I love your podcast. Goodbye.
Okay. So Amanda's resolution is to finish her first half and to keep training. And I think this is a really interesting one. We wanted to give people some tips about how to do their resolutions. And I think this is really interesting because it's a tough time of the year to train. I know if people are doing the Princess or the Tinkerbell, depending on where you live, it can be hard to keep on training. So Steve, Mike, I was wondering if you guys could give your tips on ways to keep training during the winter months when there aren't as many races and it's a little trickier.
All right, Steve, you first.
Well, you know, it depends on where you're at. Now, fortunately, if we're in that bottom, you know, half of the country where we don't get knocked down by the weather, This is actually sometimes a good time of the year to actually kind of dial back a little bit. I know we're talking about continued training, but this is a good time of the year to kind of let your body recover and your mind get refreshed. So when you get into that spring months, you're fresh, you're ready. So if you're doing a spring event or a summer event or a fall event, you're ready to go after it. On the other hand, if you're up in that northern climes where it is cold and it's more a little more challenging to get outdoors, you know, I think you got two choices. You either move it inside, which for some people works very, very well, never worked really well for me, or it is get yourself the proper apparel, which I think we've talked about in a previous show. You know, I think there's an old saying, what is it? There's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothing. So, you know, obviously you need to be careful out there on those icy roads or snow-packed roads, but you know, it takes a hardy soul to get out there and stay in shape when it gets cold. But you know, if you're looking for my vote, I say get yourself the right clothes, get yourself the right footwear, and move it outdoors. Even though you're going to have to probably cut back on your mileage. So is that what you do, Mike, up there in the mean cold weather of New Hampshire?
Well, the first thing is that, Amanda, this is your first half, and you have to figure out how you're going to feel afterwards. And I think that what you do most importantly is give your body a rest. Give your body a rest for about a week and then get back on that horse. Don't worry about keeping your training up too much. Dial it back a little bit. Maybe you can find an indoor gym, run on a treadmill, whatever. And if you can, run outside. But just don't worry about it. As soon as the spring comes, you can dial it back up again. Michelle?
Okay, so I think that's some good advice for Amanda, and we are on to our next two resolutions. One is from Shannon in Florida, and one is from Tina in Canada. We're going to play those in a row.
Hi, this is Shannon from Orlando, Florida. My blog is at girlsgotsoul.com. My New Year's resolution is to run my first marathon. I'll be running my first marathon at the 26.2 with Donna in February, so I'm looking forward to that, as I have been training for it since June.
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm from Canada. My resolution is doing a full marathon, and I'm going to be down in Florida to do the half marathon. So I want to do the full marathon. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So they really want to run their first marathon, and I know how this feels. What advice would you give, Mike, for somebody starting to train for their first marathon in 2013?
Well, I can tell you that the most important thing is that when you think about what the race is, it's a marathon. I think that the training should be that. And that is that you don't rush it. You take it slow. You need to ramp up so that you are increasing your stamina, increasing your mileage. But you also have to be aware that as you increase your miles, you need to understand things like nutrition, things like recovery. And I think what you should do is go into a bookstore, go online, take a look at the different training programs that are out there. Whichever one suits you and your lifestyle, that's the one I would go for. But give yourself at least 9 months to train.
What about you, Steve?
You know, I think the most, you know, it's all very important, you know, is proper training. But one thing that I think, if I can maybe add something, is, you know, enjoy the journey. You know, one thing when I work with people that are training for their first marathon or a marathon in general, or I talk with people that are training, you know, a lot of people kind of get this mindset. They're kind of grinding it out. You know what I mean? And for this promised land of this marathon. And granted, the marathon is going to be a great day. But, you know, there's a lot of days. There's a lot of running. There's a lot of miles that you put in long before you ever get to the magic day. And sometimes I always try to encourage people this to, you know, enjoy the journey, you know, enjoy the running. You know, some people say, oh, I'm just trying to get through this so I can get to the marathon. Well, that's a heck of a long time. It's a heck of a lot of miles to just endure. So, you know, find that passion for running, you know, that love for running, and it will make that training, you know, very, very enjoyable. In fact, I often sometimes find the actual event itself to be kind of anticlimactic and look back and just really where the joy was in that preparation.
I think I would agree with both of what you said. The only other thing I would add is, for me, it takes a village. And when you're doing something such as taking on a marathon, I think that I would talk to people about it. Talk to your friends on Facebook. Talk to people on the Mickey Miles Facebook page. Talk to other runners. Go down to your local running store and ask for tips. Tell everybody that you're doing it, so you have a team there ready to help you, and it helps on the days when it gets a little tough to run. If you can run with somebody else, that's another great thing. You know, get a running buddy. But I also agree with Mike's idea of getting a running program. Whatever running program it is, you stick to it, whether it's Galloway or something else. Go out and do a little bit of reading about it. So that's what I would say. Okay, our next one is from our buddy Bonnie Smith. She's from Lake Placid, Florida. And let's listen to her resolution.
Hey, this is Bonnie Smith from Lake Placid, Florida. My New Year's resolution is to try to do some more local races, some 5Ks, and see what's available around here. That is after I survived the Goofy Challenge of 2013 in Walt Disney World. And Happy New Year.
Okay, so Bonnie's resolution is to compete in more local races, and she's very lucky in Florida. I'm sure she has lots of them. Steve, what would you say are the benefits for people who are running Disney events to do local races? Why would that be a good idea?
Well, you know, I think it's a couple of things. One is it gives you, you know, incentive with your training. You know you've got another event out there. So I guess the old adage, you know, it's a carrot dangling out there. So it gives you some, purpose to your running. So, you know, this segment of my running right now is preparing me for this next event. So I think that's a big part of it. I think there's definitely some advantage in doing some running events prior to a Disney event. I mean, those Disney events they're big, and they can be quite overwhelming. And if you're not used to running, in a race type of an environment, you know, doing some smaller, more local races closer to home gets you comfortable with running, in a race type environment, running around other people, learning how to pace, learning how to go through the process of, going through a racing event. I think that's very advantageous. The last part is a lot of the local runs, are contributing things in the community. They're charitable events, those types of things. So you're also, getting your miles in while you're helping to support a good cause. So I think there's a lot of good reasons why to jump into those local events.
What about you, Mike?
You know, Bonnie, I like that resolution. I think that's pretty cool. It gives you a chance to try maybe different distances and different courses, and I think the best thing about that is that you get to run in areas that you normally wouldn't run. You get to run on streets that you normally don't run on to train, and so I think it's pretty cool. That's about all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Okay, our next two sort of go together. One is from Christine, and one is from Eddie. So let's listen to theirs.
Hello, Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Christine Griffin from Pembroke, Massachusetts, and my 2013 running resolution is to run a half in under 2 hours. Thanks, and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Eddie McCoy from Villa Rica, Georgia. My New Year's resolution is to run 3,000 miles and hopefully do a sub-3-hour marathon this year. Take care.
Okay, Christine wants to run a half marathon in under 2 hours, and Eddie is trying to improve his speed. And also, he's setting a big distance goal for the year, which is many, many, many miles. I think he said 3,000 miles this year. So what are your tips, Steve? What do you think?
3,000, yeah. As I said, I just did my mileage, I think, for 2013, and I was probably right around 2,500. So that's 3,000 is a lot of miles. So good luck. Stay healthy. I think for the lady that wants to run the sub-2-hour half, I mean, that's a great goal. The bottom line on that thing is you're going to have to do some speed work. You're going to have to do some work, some running that's focused specifically on, running those paces that are required to run that time. I always say that's one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make in their training is they run at one pace and have goals for a race day at a different pace that's usually faster and expect some kind of a miracle to occur between what they're doing in their training and a race day to achieve that. And most of the times they often fail. So you definitely need to do a fair amount, maybe 10 to 15%, maybe as high as 20%, depending on your training program, mileage that week at or above that pace in which you're training for. So what I do is go on the internet or go to a bookstore or something and find a book or something online that talks about things like Yasso 800s or different track workouts or different speed workouts that you can apply and get yourself comfortable, develop the physiology as well as the mental toughness to run at those faster paces. It's amazing how after a while you become comfortable with that, and it becomes a lot easier. But that's the goal, is you got to figure out what's that pace you're going to need to be required to hit that time, and then you're going to have to train at that, and sometimes you're actually going to be training over that, over speed training, but that's what it requires. So good luck.
Thank you. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I pretty much echo what Steve said. I immediately thought of Bart Yasso and all his techniques. What you have to do, Christine, is do exactly what Steve said. Spend some time doing some research, find out what different techniques are out there for speed training, and then figure out what's best for you, and then start right away. The earlier you start, the better off you'll be. I think it's a great goal. As far as Eddie's concerned, why are you just doing 3,000, Eddie? You know, I think you could do more. No, I think Eddie is a very, very unusual runner. He's only been running for about a year, maybe a year and a half, and he's got 2,700 miles in 2012. Just be careful, Eddie. You and I had a discussion after the wine and dine, and I just want to make sure that you don't burn yourself out. As long as you're okay, as long as you do the core training as well and everything's balanced, cross-training, I think you'll be okay.
Okay. The next one is our friend Mary Jean Cancel, also from Florida, and she's hoping, well, let's listen to what she wants to do.
Hi, this is Mary Jean Cancel from Leesburg, Florida, and my resolution is to run and walk 1,000 miles in 2013 as part of Moon Joggers. This combines my love of astronomy and running. Have a happy new year. Bye.
Okay, so she has a distance goal, too, of 1,000 miles, and this is sort of a follow-up question to what we were just talking about. 1,000 miles or 3,000 miles, can people overdo it, Steve? You were saying, you know, stay safe, stay healthy. Can people overdo it?
I got a great love for running, and so I'm never going to question somebody who's, you know, sets big goals, and as long as they're enjoying it. You know, I do. I run into people once in a while who do set, you know, big goals for mileage and those types of things. And I think I kind of communicate with them, and it seems to become more of a chore or a task. And I would never want my running to become that. So, you know, as long as somebody is, if you're enjoying, like, for example, in myself, I give my example. I never have a bad run. I love to go out the door on my 5 to 6 days a week that I run, and I never have a bad run. I mean, some days I run better than other days, but I love to run. I mean, I wouldn't have to race to run the same mileage that I run. I don't have any specific goals that I set for annual mileage. A lot of times I just go by feel. I'm not a streak runner. You know, these streak people are these people that, you know, have been running for, you know, 1,346 straight days in a row. They put in at least, you know, 2 miles or something like that. You know, I think the bottom line is if you want to go after 3,000 miles, or anybody out there that's got a goal 1,000 miles, you know, as long as you're enjoying it, as long as you're going out the door with a smile on your face and you come back from that run and you feel satisfied and you want to do it again tomorrow or whatever, then I say go for it. I mean, that's the really thing, is have a love, have a passion for running. You know, if it's 2 or 3 miles a day, or if it's 10 miles a week, or it's 3,000 miles, a year, I think that's the most critical thing, is that you're doing it all with a smile on your face and you're enjoying every minute of it.
I think so. I think you're right, Steve. I think, Mary Jean, I know you can do it. And I think that what you want to do is you want to just try to be consistent throughout the whole year. And I think you'll meet those goals. Don't try to overdo it. Don't try to get ahead of the game. Just try to be consistent. Put yourself in a schedule, and I think you'll be fine.
Great. Okay, and our last caller today is Mike from Boulder, Colorado. And let's hear what he says.
Hello, this is Mike from Boulder. I'm just calling in with my New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution this year, as it pertains to running, is more speed work. Yes, I hate speed work, but it makes me faster. So that's what I'm going to do, is at least try once a week to get in at least one speed work workout. So anyways, have a happy New Year. Bye.
Okay, so we kind of already answered this one. This has to do with speed work. Mike is not crazy about the speed work idea, but he knows that he, you know, if he's going to improve his speed, he's going to get out there and do it. And Steve, do you find that people think that speed work is a chore?
No, you know, it can be a lot of fun. And to be honest with you, what I like about it is that if you have a really structured workout, let's say you're doing it on a track, a lot of speed work is often done on the track because it's all measured distance. You got 400 meters, 800 meters, you know, 1600 meters, whatever. And And it's what's really interesting about it, in my opinion, is one, I think there's great physiological benefits to your running and doing it, but two, it really gives you, it's such a workout of purpose. You know, you come there with a specific goal, you got a certain length of a warm up, you know, you're running, you know, whatever it is, if it's, you know, you're running 800s and you're running them at a specific pace, and then you have a specific, you know, amount of time for recovery, and you really get focused. You really, it's one of those types of runs where you just can really just kind of really dive into the moment. It's not like going out for a long run where you're just kind of maybe kind of getting into your own thoughts or listening to your music as you're kind of putting it. This is really requiring you to be really focused on what you're doing because you're watching your paces, you're watching your recoveries, you know, and so I could find it actually quite satisfying and kind of exciting. And you know, it's just, you know, bottom line is that you want to make sure you have first, you want to make sure you have the, you know, that base fitness, you know, you don't want to go from the couch to speed work. You know, be honest with you, most common running relay, a lot of people can get injured, you know, doing too much, too soon, too fast, on their speed work. So you want to add, you know, like gradually. So you want to have a very systematic approach to it. But I think it can be something that can benefit your running greatly and can be a heck of a lot of fun.
Great. Mike?
Well, you know, Mike, make it fun. I did a few things this year and I thought it was fun, and I switched it up. I have a Garmin and I had a virtual runner on there, and I always try to stay ahead of that guy. That was one thing I did. I've also heard, Michelle, you've had that the zombies are running after you thing.
I don't know that that's a prescribed method for.
But either way, you know, it may involve interval running, and that's the thing. I think that everybody should try to figure out what's best for them, regardless of what's out there. If you think there's something that you can do, that's fine. Yeah, you know, maybe running a minute really fast every 5 minutes of running. I don't know, but I think you have to make it fun, Mike. And if you do that, it won't seem like a chore.
Great. Okay. So now, gentlemen, now it's time to share your own resolutions. Mike, do you want to start off? What's your resolution, your running, Disney running resolution for the year?
My Disney running resolution for the year is to this year make every race that I register for. And one of the things that I intend to do to meet that commitment and to hopefully have a better year than last year is to do more cross training, to do more core training, to balance out the training, not just run. Maybe do some biking, do some other things that will strengthen my core and will just give me a well balanced body and a training regimen that will obviously help me when I'm on the road. So I think I need to do that this year.
Okay, Steve, do you have one?
I've got possibly two. The first one is, I guess this is a goal, or I guess it's a resolution, is I just recently ran with my son, and you know, I really, really ran with him for the first time. He's 15 now, and he did really well. So I started getting thoughts of the Disneyland half marathon, and maybe he and I should go out there and run that together. So I haven't talked to him about this idea yet, but it might be something we have to do.
Oh, that's really neat. I like that idea.
Yeah, and then the other one was I envy you guys when you went out and ran that Tower of Terror 10 miler. Mm-hmm. I love Tower of Terror. I love night races. I love 10 mile distance and stuff. So I saw what the gentleman in my age group, what was the winning time this year for the age group. So I thought, you know, if I get out there next year, maybe I could train for that, and I'll take a shot at see if I can win my age group at the Tower of Terror 10 miler next year.
Woohoo! And you get a new car, right?
Probably get nothing. You just get nothing for it. But I don't know. I just saw that and I thought, you know, I think I can beat that time.
Yeah, me too. I think I can beat that time too. So, well, I'm actually not a big fan of resolutions. Even though it was my idea for the show, I'm sort of like, if you want to change today type of person. But Bonnie, actually, I haven't talked to Bonnie and we didn't discuss this, but her resolution, even though this is a Run Disney podcast, is the same as mine. I want to do some more local races. I have the Boston Athletic Association right down the street, practically a few miles away, and they have half marathon and a 5K, and I agree, Mike, you were saying that it's a great way to see other places. We live close to the seacoast in New Hampshire. There are all sorts of fun races. So that's one of them. Like Steve, I also have two, and my other one is to try to find a way to figure out a way to go and do the Dumbo's Double Dare, because that is just really fascinating to me. So maybe good Steve luck. And his son and I will be there.
There you
maybe
go.
Maybe can
there
convince
you go.
Mike too.
All right. On.
All right. So thank you to everybody who called in with their resolutions. Steve graciously agreed to give the first five people to call socks. They won socks. So the first five people to call, I ordered them in a different way, but the first five people were Amanda, Christine, Bonnie, Eddie, and Shannon. So if you're one of the first five, please contact us with your address and your shoe size, and we'll send those out to you.
Get some socks out from sockgeek.com.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you for thank everybody you. Who have sent in the resolutions. And for those of you who have not told us your resolutions, you can do that on the Facebook page. And we would always, always welcome more conversation on resolutions. So having said that, for Michelle Scribner-McLean and for Steve Bernhardt, this is Mike Scopa. And I resolve to see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.